Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Employment Intelligence.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Computer chip maker Intel has about 100,000 employees worldwide. There's word that 10% of them could soon be looking for work. CNetNews.com reports the announcement could come as early as next Tuesday. That's the day the chief exec is scheduled to announce the results of a staff analysis. Intel has certainly been losing market share to rival AMD, but technology analyst Rob Enderle is not sure that laying off workers is the most intelligent move.
It's like taking parts out of a car to make it go faster. Some of those parts may be critical, and particularly when you take large cuts, like a 10% cut, you may find that you've removed a component to make it so the car can't run. I know IBM ran into that when they had their huge layoffs at the beginning of the last decade. Suddenly they had major lines that no longer functioned.
CNetNews.com says it's the marketing department that could feel the biggest blow of the cuts. Exxon is getting a bill from the state of Alaska for $92 million. The state is demanding the money to clean up oil that it claims is still on the beaches and in layers of rocks 17 years after the oil tanker Valdez spilled in the Prince William Sound. The 1991 settlement between Exxon and Alaska awarded the state $900 million, but it allowed Alaska to request up to $100 million more, as long as it can prove there are environmental problems that weren't predicted at the time of the settlement. Exxon claims hundreds of studies show there are no lingering damages from the spill. Alaska could take Exxon to court if it refuses to pay. Later this morning, we'll hear more about jobs, but this time across the U.S., how many were created in August and how many Americans still claim to be looking for them. Economists have already been consulting their crystal balls, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
The key words seem to be modest growth. Global Insight economist Nariman Baravesh expects payrolls to add about 120 to 130,000 jobs. He expects unemployment to drop a point from July to 4.7%. On the whole, he says, recent jobs numbers indicate the economy's doing fine.
Jobs growth is decent. Income growth is decent. All of this suggests that, in fact, this expansion still has a good deal of momentum. It's not as strong as it was before, but that momentum's still there.
Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says if the economy were to add more jobs than expected, the Fed would be concerned it might have to hike rates again to keep inflation in check.
125,000 jobs per month is very much on the slow side and wouldn't worry them, and I think it makes their job easier. It means that it's very hard for companies to raise prices.
And that means the rate of inflation should stay down. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
There should certainly be enough work to keep the folks at Lockheed Martin busy for a while. NASA awarded that company the contract to build a ship to send astronauts back to the moon and maybe even to Mars. The Orion contract could be worth more than $8 billion. You're listening to Marketplace. It's time to open up the job files. Today we take a peek at what it's like to be a burlesque dancer.
The Pontani Sisters!
My name is Angie Pontani. I'm 30 years old, and I am the chairman of the board of the world-famous Pontani Sisters. For me, it's just purely about the entertainment. It's an excuse to wear this outrageous costume. I mean, we do a tap dance to Conway Twitty's version of Danny Boy with 2-foot-tall four-leaf clover headdresses. They have a lot of costumes, and the materials are pretty expensive, but I make them all, so that cuts back on a lot of costs. What I love most about the job is the other people that I get to work with, other performers. I mean, tonight we did a show with an 8-foot-tall blue bunny. Who does that? Not a lot of people.
Today's Job Files was produced by Sally Herships, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Brian Watt. Now let's do the numbers. All three indexes finished the month of August on the sunny side of the street, but by itself, yesterday was a slightly down day across the board. The Dow lost 1.75 points to finish at 11,381. The NASDAQ Composite Index was down 2 points, finishing at 2,183. And the S&P 500 dropped a fraction of a point, closing at 1,303. It's a safe bet that a lot of the traders there have already left for the Labor Day weekend, and they're not alone. It's the last chance to get in some R&R before the season of fun is done. Millions of us will blast out of the office blocks today. We'll try to squeeze relaxation out of every last second of the long weekend. And that's why many won't get any, says commentator Joe Robinson.
Lots of people take a big fat killjoy on their vacations. OCP, obsessive compulsive productivity. That frantic fixation to make every minute of the day, even our play, productive. We're so used to the 24/7 of our lives, we can't turn off the output button anymore. So we build up huge expectations for our vacations and to-do lists, cramming the holiday with activities to make sure our precious time off is amazing. That's a setup, though, for disappointment. Vacations aren't about output, they're about input. You can't measure that by the production yardstick. Trying to get results from a vacation is like trying to get a cat to bark. How do you tally the spray of an exploding waterfall? How do you produce quiet? The irony is that input upgrades our output. McKinsey & Company asked managers where they got their best ideas and found it wasn't at the office. Instead, the inspiration came when people were disengaged, at play, on the golf course, out running. The source of true productivity isn't nonstop output. It's a refreshed and energized mind. Vacations require a different skill set than the job, leisure skills. We knew how to entertain ourselves as kids, but many of us lost the knack when we learned that play for its own sake didn't have a payoff. We learned that value was about rewards, like status, money, goodies, from other people. Researchers say we had it right as kids. We played for play's sake. Increasing levels of performance don't produce happiness, say psychologists. Since production is based on external approval, what other people think. That's gone by the next morning's to-do list. But studies show the more active leisure lifestyle you have, the higher your life satisfaction. It also enhances positive mood, initiative, and confidence. And along the way, you may discover something long forgotten. Recess rules.
Joe Robinson is a work-life coach and runs the company Work to Live. If you've got some time before you scoot out today, go to our website. The election season is upon us, and we want to know what you think the real agenda is. Here in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Thanks for listening, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
American Public Media.
Mexicans voted for a new president.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.